You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, with our special edition Sherpa Shorts, episode number 7 of 26.
We are going through the alphabet one day at a time, and each choosing a word corresponding with that letter of the alphabet, and then bringing it to the table for a discussion about youth ministry.
And it's your turn there, Steve.
It is my turn. Are you ready?
Yes. So what is your word for?
The letter G.
My word for G is gangrene.
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 You're going to have to unpack that. I'm not seeing a direct connection to student ministry. But let's go.
So how do you know when it's time to kill the program that's already dying?
As you started, I saw it coming. How do you kill a sacred cow?
Yeah, because you know that there's going to be, if you're in this for a while, there's going to be a period of time where you need to put something out of its misery.
Absolutely.
Something's got to die the death it's already experiencing.
The not easy, but probably easier thing is to kill something that existed before you came to whatever scenario you're in. You've been here for a long time, and I've been at Cedarbrook for a long time, but I had two other churches. So twice I have come into a situation where things existed prior to me.
Okay, tell me about some of those.
And so definitely there were some of those things that you thought, why are we doing it this way? and you have to set that up a plan for how to kill it, because you can't be the new guy who comes in and kills something. You got to buy your time. I remember when I came to Cedarbrook, there was a middle school event that was in place that I just thought, this is not great.
What was it?
It was a middle school class.
Classes are the best.
Kind of like a Sunday school class.
Youth ministry is all about a class.
Oh, it's terrible. and our system wasn't really set up for a class.
Okay.
Our church system, our culture, we didn't have, there was no other Sunday school anywhere in the church.
Okay.
So it was just this like hanging chad. It was this weird program. That's a throwback right there. This weird program that was out there, and it was poorly attended, and it ran poorly. And I just was like, oh man, we gotta come up with a different plan on what to do on Sunday morning with these middle school students during the service.
Did it have its advocates, its fans that were?
There were a couple of students that liked it, and there was a volunteer, and this is where it got difficult because there was a volunteer that sort of, it was their baby, and they loved it and thought it was great. And again, I say it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't the best use of that time.
Okay.
So, what are we going to do? Well, first of all, I need to come up with an alternative that we can do instead. So if we're not going to do this, what are we going to do instead? And then I had to think about what's a relative time frame I can work with where it doesn't feel like the new guy came in and killed it.
He's the X-Man. Bring him in to slash everything.
So we ran that for a year.
Okay.
Right? I ran it for a full year till I had some allies, till I had some money in the bank, as it were, and then sort of began pitching, well, what if we did this instead? What if we did, what about this? What about this? And just got some buzz going, and pretty soon there was enough buzz that when it came time to kill the program that needed to go, it actually went pretty smoothly.
Did you have something else in place in addition to that already that was working well that you could kind of go to and say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore, but at least we have this, and this is better anyway.
No.
Okay.
No, which
so you cut off a leg with no replacement for that leg.
Well, yeah. Well, no, there wasn't anything in place. I had some ideas of what we would do instead.
Okay.
Which is we just made the transition and moved to a new model. And that's the model we're still in right now.
Right.
Because you still
meet Sunday morning with
middle schoolers. Meet Sunday morning. Yep. And so that was good. But again, I think that's easier than something that you and I are probably also familiar with, and that is killing something we started.
You think it's easier?
No, I think it's harder.
Oh,
I think the other one's easier.
Yeah, that's true.
When you've been somewhere a long time,
you're killing something you made.
Killing something you made. Yeah. How do you know when to do that?
Boy, that's hard. I think part of the way you evaluate when it's time to kill something, first of all, I think we should always be evaluating what we're doing.
everything needs to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, and determining if that this is the best way to proceed, not in the past, but from this point forward. So we had a Sunday morning Sunday school as well for many years, because when the church began, there was one service and then a second hour with Sunday school for
all ages.
Okay. Then we transitioned out of that. We went into a building. We added a second service. We kept the youth Sunday school program during one of those two services. Then we had to split it because of space. And then it just started to kind of get rough, because what was happening is kids were here literally all day long. They'd come for the Sunday school at 9 o'clock. They stay for the second hour of the service. Then they'd come back for student leadership and for our youth ministry on Sunday nights. And it was, I felt it was a really bad example.
You're putting a kid through a 9-hour day.
Yeah. And it, just teaching them to be busy rather than really live with, a good life with Jesus. So I started to think about killing it, and attendance was dropping. And it was just this year, actually, that we stopped doing it.
And did you have some fans and some allies of that program?
Yes, I did. And honestly, it was mostly attended by core families from the church, right? So, you know, elders, kids, sure, and that kind of stuff, right? That makes it harder. But it was also really hard to staff it, to be honest. I was struggling to find volunteers, and our attendance there was just a small percentage of what our typical high school attendance was. So I felt good about it. But what I did was I proposed an alternative that I thought would be more effective. And we're still working that out. It hasn't been great so far, so I look like the fool at this point. But I'm confident it's going to work.
Right.
But we had something else in place on a different night. And we could say, we're not going to do this anymore because we don't think it's working for this culture in this time.
Right.
And we're going to do this instead and hope for better results.
Okay. That's good.
So it's not easy.
It's not easy for sure.
I actually had to put out a fire just the other day about this, because I'm still getting a little bit of kickback from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the danger, I think, is twofold. One, we cannot reevaluate what we've got going on. And so therefore things just happen in perpetuity. You know, they just keep rolling, whether they're effective or not. But the flip side of that is sometimes we can think something's not working and we'll throw it overboard before we ever gave it a chance to work.
Okay.
I've seen some environments where, you know, somebody will be like, okay, we're going to do maybe it's student discipleship or what, you know, whatever the, we're going to do it this way. And then they'll give that a go for like 6 months and think, oh, it's not working. And then they'll say, instead we're going to do it this way. And there has to be some give and take to that, because some things just take time.
That's a good word.
To unpack.
Yeah. I think you need to give a little bit of time to land and settle and figure out if it's going to work before you kill it again, because then you just look like you're making changes to make changes.
Right. Nobody wants to do that.
And that's hard on people.
Yeah. There's no consistency there.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
So gangrene. Maybe there's things that you feel like you want to cut and it could be difficult. You might be thinking about cutting something that somebody else created. You're the new guy or new girl, and that's a hard place to be in.
But you also might have been there a while and you put something in place that, given culture change or just any number of factors, it's just not as effective as it could have been. Or maybe, honestly, maybe it was just a bad idea in the first place. I put some things in place that I thought were a good idea.
Absolutely.
And realized they weren't. I mean, it's just part of the game. But having the humility to say, yep, you know what? This thing that I thought was going to work, it's not working.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the drawing board.
One last thought I have is that the thing that I killed, I put together a proposal before I killed it. So I wanted to justify it in case I was asked by leadership or this person or that person, here are the reasons why. I spelled it out pretty clearly because I knew that if I could explain it well, I might get a little less grief about it in the long run.
I think that's a great idea. If you do see something either that somebody else created before you or that you created that needs to be killed, document why you feel that way, so that you've got just because, when you get the questions, if you can answer the questions, most people just go, oh, okay, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
And I think one last thought that I have, another key is to have conversations, especially with the key players that are involved in that. Again, when the volunteer that was running that middle school class, we had conversations for months before I even suggested, conversations that were leading that volunteer towards maybe there's a different way to do that. So that when then I started saying, hey, I'm thinking about reimagining this. What do you think? That volunteer knew months before we announced, hey, this is going to end on this date and we're going to start something new on this date.
Yeah.
They were already on board. What you cannot do is you cannot kill something and have one of your allies, whether it be a student or a leader who's invested in that thing, the first time they hear about it when you announce it, you know, publicly.
You got to prepare the soil for
the
changes.
They have got to be ready.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Gangrene.
All right.
Kill something. All right.
So go chop off an arm or a leg.
Go out there and kill something, people.
We'll be back tomorrow with the next episode of Sherpa Shorts.
All right, Sherpa's out.